مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello guys, I hope you have enjoyed the previous lesson, because in this lesson we are going to learn something very essential again. The grammar in this part is about linking words. Linking words play a very important role in actually communicating, in writing in English language, and many students confuse them. So in this lesson we are going to speak about reasons and results. What linking words we can use to give reasons and to give results. Let's find out. Okay, here we are going to speak about the linking words for just reasons. Okay, there are many linking words we use actually to give reasons. So linking words help you connect the ideas in sentence. And in this lesson you will learn some common linking words to express reasons and results. Are you ready? Let's get started. Do not forget to focus and understand the points one by one. Okay, the first linking words are because and because of. Because and because of. But the difference between these two words is that because is followed by a subject and verb, and because of is followed by just a noun. So this is a difference. Do not forget, after because, we have just subject, verb, but because of, followed by a noun. Because of is followed by a noun because there is an of here. In most of the cases, we use noun after of. So, let me give you some examples. The game was cancelled because of the rain. So, the rain here is the noun. The second example, the game was cancelled because it was raining. Because it was raining. Subject, verb. But in spoken English, many people say 'cause as a short form of because. Yes, in most of the movies or daily English and American conversations, they say 'cause. For example, I didn't come to the class 'cause I was a little bit sick. 'Cause I was a little bit sick. Or I couldn't study last night because we had lots of guests. Okay, so we use 'cause here because it's very short and people use it in spoken language. The next part is due to or owing to. Maybe you students and many people have never seen such thing. Due to or owing to. Due to and owing to are also followed by a noun. These words are a little bit more formal, due to, owing to. They are very, a little actually more formal. There is a lot of traffic today due to the upcoming holiday. Because of the upcoming holiday, there is a lot of traffic today, due to the upcoming holiday. So we use a noun after due to. So holiday here is a noun, yes. Or, for example, the after-school program was cancelled owing to lack of interest from the students. So here, lack is a noun. So do not forget we use these linking words to give reasons due to and owing to. And they are a little bit more formal than because. The next linking words are due to the fact that, owing to the fact that. Actually, we use these phrases before a subject and verb. Again, these phrases are a little bit more formal, and mostly we use them in writing. Due to the fact that, owing to the fact that. For example, many people are still unemployed due to the fact that the economic recovery has been slower than anticipated. So after due to the fact that, do not forget, we use a subject and verb. And we use these linking words mostly in writing. The publisher rejected the author's latest work due to the fact that, owing to the fact that the manuscript was full of errors. The manuscript was full of errors. So do not forget these two great phrases: due to the fact that and owing to the fact that. The other linking words are since and as. Since and as are more formal and they are followed by a subject and verb again. Since or as. For example, I'm going to bed at 10 p.m. since I need to get up early morning. Since I need, because I need to get up early tomorrow morning. Or, I didn't go to the gym today as I had a lot of homework to do. So, we use since and as here actually to link the words and sentences and to give reasons. Linking words for results. Here we are going to learn some linking words to give results. The linking words for results are therefore, consequently, and as a result. These words are more formal and they are more commonly used in written English. Do not forget that. We use them in written English in most of the time. Therefore, consequently, as a result. For example, our company's profits have increased 150% in the past year. Therefore, we are going to invest in a new equipment and training programs. So, therefore, we use it to link a result. The next sentence is, the tennis player had knee surgery mid-October. Consequently, she took the rest of the season off. This is the result that we connect to the first sentence. Consequently, she took the rest of the season off. Next one, there have been heavy rains throughout the interior of the state. As a result, several areas have experienced flooding. So you can see in all of these sentences, we use therefore, consequently, and as a result, actually, to connect the results to the sentences. And we use them mostly in written English. Do not forget that. What about spoken English? Don't forget. There is another linking word that is so. So is more informal and more commonly used in spoken English. So people don't say therefore, consequently, as a result when they are speaking in movies. Maybe they rarely use these kinds of words. They are mostly used in written English. For example, here we say, we were hungry, so we stopped at a cafe for a snack. So you can see that we use so here as a linking word for results in a very informal language. I hope you have understood the linking words for results and reasons. If you didn't, I suggest you to come back and review the lesson. Do not forget to take the test right now.